The greatest warrior is not formidable. The skillful fighter has no need to get angry. Those who are good at achieving victory have no need to engage. Those who are good at managing people place themselves below. This is called the virtue of non-contention. It is called strength. This is the ultimate sublimity of Tao. The strategists say, I dare not play the host, but prefer to be the guest. I dare not advance an inch, but prefer to withdraw a foot. This is called marching forward when there is no road. Rolling up the sleeves when there is no arm. Dragging the adversary about when there is no adversary. It is like holding weapons when there is no weapon. There is no greater disaster than believing in enemies. This almost made me lose my treasure. So when two sides raise arms against each other, it is one that is sorrow-stricken who will win. My words are easy to understand and easy to practice, yet there are few who can understand and practice them. My words have an ancient beginning, and my actions stem from principles. People do not understand this, therefore they do not understand me. Those who know me are few, thus I am highly sought. Therefore the sage, while dressed in plain clothes, conceals his person like a valuable piece of jade. To know but to think you don't know is best. To know but think you know leads to difficulty. By being aware of difficulty, one can avoid it. The sage meets with no difficulty. Being aware of difficulty, nothing is difficult. When people lack a sense of awe, often calamity falls upon them. Do not intrude into their places. Do not upset their livelihood. Because you do not interfere, they will follow naturally. Therefore the sage knows, but does not glorify themselves, respects, but does not praise themselves. Thus they discard the one to take the hold of the other. The bold and daring will be killed. The bold and not daring will survive. Of these two, one brings benefit, the other brings harm. Who knows why heaven dislikes what it dislikes? Even the sage finds this a difficult question. The way of Tao, it does not contend and yet excels in winning. It does not speak and yet excels in responding. It does not summon and yet attracts. It is unstructured and yet excels in planning. The net of heaven is cast wide. Though the mesh is not fine, nothing slips through. People do not fear death. How can they be threatened with death? If people are made to constantly fear death, then those who act unlawfully might be captured and killed, but who would dare? There exists a master executioner that kills. To undertake killing for the master executioner is like substituting for the great carpenter to cut. Those who substitute for the great carpenter to cut, it is rare that they do not injure their own hands. The people's hunger is due to the excess of the ruler's taxation, so they starve. The people's difficulty in being governed is due to the meddling of the ruler, so they are difficult to govern. The people's disregard for death comes from the way the ruler pursues life so vigorously. It is only those that do not seek after life that excel in making life valuable. When alive, the body is soft and pliant. When dead, it is hard and rigid. All living things, grass and trees, while alive, are soft and supple. When dead, they become dry and brittle. Thus, that which is hard and rigid is on the pathway of death. That which is soft and yielding is the follower of life. Therefore, an inflexible army will not win. A strong tree will not suffer the axe. The big and forceful occupy a lowly position, while the soft and pliant occupy a higher place. Is not the way of heaven like the stretching of a bow? The high it brings down, the low it lifts up. It takes from what is in excess in order to make good of what is deficient. The way of heaven reduces what is in excess in order to give to what is deficient. The Tao of the people is not so. They reduce further those that are lacking and offer more to those who already have. Who can offer to others what they have in excess? Only those who have the Tao. Therefore, the sage benefits but seeks no gratitude, gives but without taking credit. They do not wish to display their virtue, and still their virtue shines forth. Nothing in the world is softer or weaker than water. Yet nothing is better than water at overcoming the hard and strong. For this reason it has no substitute. That the weak overcomes the strong and the soft overcomes the hard, everybody in the world knows, but cannot put into practice. Therefore the sage knows, the one who accepts the humiliation of the state can be its master. The one who accepts calamity in the state becomes its ruler. Straightforward words seem paradoxical.